The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Seeing that many others have undertaken to draw up accounts of the events that have taken place among us, exactly as these were handed down to us by those who from the outset were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, I, in my turn, after carefully going over the whole story from the beginning, have decided to write an ordered account for you, Theophilus, so that your excellency may learn how well founded the teaching is that you have received. Jesus, with the power of the Spirit in him, returned to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favor." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them. "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen." The Gospel of the Lord. We've been presented with two vivid episodes from today's readings, and they both mirror very closely exactly what we have just been doing, listening to the scriptures and hearing the word of God during the liturgy of the word. This was done in formal liturgical settings. In Nehemiah's account, men, women, and children were assembled in a square, listening attentively to the reading of scripture, and touched by what they heard and making their formal responses. The next scene shifts to a synagogue on the Sabbath where Jesus goes to worship, being a good Jew, and is handed by an assistant a scroll from the prophet Isaiah, from which he is invited to read. Again, the assembly prepare to listen attentively to what Jesus will read. What Jesus does next is significant. He chooses and locates a specific passage from Isaiah. This passage sets out a messianic program that the awaited Messiah will be expected to launch. That is, bring good news to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives, and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free. Jesus' hearers would have understood this to mean that the Messiah would be a political leader, putting to rights the wrongs they were experiencing under Roman occupation. The Messiah they expected would be the anointed one of God, a king and leader who would liberate Israel from Roman occupation and oppression. Now, the problem with expectations, however, is that things don't always turn out as the way we anticipate. How often we expect something to happen only to find that it doesn't happen in the way we expected, or perhaps even had hoped for, or perhaps dreaded happening. I think we've all had experiences of that kind. Our Lord turned upside down the expectations of his contemporaries. They didn't get the nationalistic Messiah they were expecting, who would kick out the Romans, but something rather different. Jesus identified with the prophetic Messiah, the servant king, and his program of liberation was of a quite different order. Very radical, very transformative, which operated at a much deeper level than just the social, economic, and political. Rather, Jesus did come to liberate the captive, that is, those who are captive to sin, the rejection of the divine goodness and love. Sin is disorder in the sense that it is not directed to the love and goodness of God. We may become blind to the reality of our own sinfulness, and we may also be captive to our compulsions, addictions, stubbornness, refusal to change, refusal to forgive, bitterness, resentment, prejudice, our inordinate attachments, which can become our idols, and the list goes on. But let's return to that text in Isaiah that Jesus just quoted. The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to the blind new sight. In other words, the good news is our Lord himself, whom God sent to come among us. He sees and knows our plight. He stands with us. He experienced our plight and suffering at first hand. He comes to offer his help. He comes to lift our burdens. He comes to offer love, mercy, and forgiveness. He is the answer. He can free us so that we can walk along the path of liberty, freedom, and love with the Lord by our side. He can give us new sight, where we see things differently and look on the reality of our lives with his eyes. This is Jesus' mission, which he fulfilled among his contemporaries and which is continuing to be fulfilled in our times too. For he is present among us, and we share in this mission the more we live in him and he in us, so that through Christ's healing and offer of freedom is made available to all. He strengthens us to mission in this way in our celebration of the Eucharist and by receiving the body and blood, the transformed bread and wine, his body and blood. Through the sacraments and especially the Eucharist, God has given us all the means for us to live the life to which he has called us and mission to one another, the liberty, freedom, and love he has for each one of us.